On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A medical expert believes the COVID-19 crisis could have contributed to the alarming number of South African child deaths as a result of starvation in the last 2 years. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi recently revealed that over 1,400 children died from acute malnutrition since January last year.
These are children who are not getting enough food or enough nutrients in their food, or getting more of the same food type, e.g. starch. This then leads to poor performance of the immune system, which is dependent on these different nutrients. Because the immune system is down, children are exposed to pneumonia and gastroenteritis, which are the main drivers of morbidity and mortality.
And that's the chairperson of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzugwa, who says there was a socio-economic impact from the restrictions that were in place during the pandemic.
The impact of COVID-19 on socio-economic and political factors. Some have missed their childhood immunizations, which aid to protect them from illnesses. This is mainly happening at the backdrop of the social determinants of health, unemployment of parents. They are sometimes uneducated. They lack access to clean water and sanitation.
Ill-disciplined drivers are the cause of most accidents on the N3. That's according to the N3 toll concession, whose latest data on road crashes reveals that driver negligence, poor decision-making and reckless behaviour led to 75% of crashes recorded in the first 10 months of this year.
This is indicative of a total disregard of traffic laws and fellow road users. The consequences of lawless behaviour can be far-reaching, with devastating impacts on the immediate victims.
Human error resulted in 84% of car crashes during the festive season last year. The N3TC's Tania Dugra says multidisciplinary teams will be stationed along the route to encourage responsible driving over this holiday period.
Traffic laws and rules are both a legal obligation and the moral duty every driver must embrace to help create a safe environment for all travellers. Road users are reminded to share the road responsibly at all times, adhering to signposted speed limits, upholding all traffic laws, maintaining safe following distances, and keeping headlights turned on to increase visibility.
She says traffic volumes are expected to pick up this weekend. She's urged motorists to play their parts and plan for their trips. And Minister of Agriculture John Steenhuisen says he's optimistic about stronger relations between South Africa and Angola. He's met with Angolan President João Lourenço at the Union Buildings in Pretoria. Steenhuisen says their discussions focused on expanding agricultural trade, supporting small-scale farmers, and climate change's impact on farming.
What they've also been particularly good at is being able to draw their small-scale farmers into the value chains. They are able to contribute to their agricultural exports. We're going to have to discuss climate change. It is having a devastating effect. We've seen droughts, fires, and flooding. Getting to grips with climate change and putting in place mitigation measures is going to be fundamentally important.
And in the UK, a second 48-hour strike has begun at the Guardian and Observer newspapers in protest at plans to sell the Observer. Journalists also walked out 2 days last week. On Friday, a deal was agreed in principle to sell the world's oldest Sunday paper to Tortoise Media. The top story, a medical expert believes the COVID-19 crisis could have contributed to the alarming number of South African child deaths as a result of malnutrition in the last 2 years. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.